Straight Talk is sponsored in part by California Medicare Advantage, a partnership of Community Hospital of Long Beach and the physicians of CareMore Medical Group.
Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. We have a wonderful show for you tonight. We're very honored to have as our guest for the entire show the appointments secretary to Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, Randall Hernandez. Randall, welcome to Straight Talk.
Thank you, and it's tremendous to be here.
This was a local boy makes good story.
Well, I like to think so.
Randall has been part of the Long Beach scene for many, many years. He served with the Chamber of Commerce. He served as chief of staff for the mayor, Southern California Edison. But congratulations.
And Bank of America.
And Bank of America.
Can't forget the bank, yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But what an honor to be appointed by the governor. And in announcing the appointment, the governor said, quote, Randall is a tremendous addition to my senior staff. I am confident he will bring together a diverse and qualified group of individuals to serve my administration and the people of California.
Well, it's been an honor working for the governor thus far, Art. I got to tell you, it's been just an exciting opportunity to be part of history and to watch this governor in action, to be part of the senior team, and to really see finally things moving forward in California.
Well, there's no doubt there was a logjam in Sacramento under the prior administration. And he seems to have the gift of being able to bring people together.
He does. I mean, you've seen it in everything he's done. He is someone who wants to build consensus. He is someone who wants to reach across the aisle and talk through issues. He's not confrontational. He tries very hard to understand the other person's point of view. And I think above all else, he is a good businessman, and a good businessman knows how to negotiate, knows how to work with people, and he knows how to engage with people.
And as you know, he started his campaign on the campus at which I teach, Long Beach State University, where he was egged, and that was on national news, and he never broke stride. He just kept on trucking and joked about it later, and I could see the bonding with the students, both Republicans and Democrats. There was a real magnetism there, and also a personal relationship.
Well, first of all, I think he's definitely got an affinity for Long Beach because he's been down to Long Beach several times. And in fact, one of the most important announcements he made was when he announced his Jobs Commission, his California Commission on Jobs, which is really his focus in bringing jobs back to California and keeping jobs in California. And he chose the Port of Long Beach to do that, and I think that says a lot about this city.
And he also chose Long Beach when he announced the workers' comp compromise in front of the C-17 at Boeing.
Correct. So clearly he understands that Long Beach is a key part of the economic drivers here for California.
So Straight Talk microphones remain open to the governor.
I'll carry that message back, though, definitely.
Well, tell our viewers, and me for that matter, what an appointments secretary does.
Good question. First of all, it is not the gatekeeper to the governor. I am not the guy that schedules the meetings with the governor. That's the scheduling secretary. My job, and again, I'm honored to be that person, is the person that builds the governor's team, whether it's the full-time positions in agency and cabinets and departments or boards and commission. My responsibility, as he's talked about in the press release, is go out and find the best and the brightest. Find us people who are ready to roll up their sleeves and go to work, and make sure we have a workforce within state government that reflects the diversity of California.
And just for the record, when each new administration comes in, there are over 2,000 positions that are available for appointment by the governor. These are members of boards and commissions. These are cabinet officers, sub-cabinet department heads, not subject to the civil service, so that the new administration can put its stamp.
Bring in their own
government
team. And this governor, as you know, came in with a spirit of change and a spirit of new energy and new ideas and new perspectives. But with that said, he also told me when I sat down with him, and I interviewed for my job with him,
There was no appointment secretary.
No, there was no appointment secretary. So it was the governor at that time. So when I sat down with the governor, I asked him, I said, what are you looking for in people that are going to join your team, governor? And he said, without hesitation, I care less about Democrats or Republicans. What I want are people who want to come to work, get the job done, and do what's right for California.
And we were jokingly talking about in the green room what I named the Maria Shriver test because, as we all know, the governor is married to a Kennedy, Maria Shriver, who is, what's the best way to put it, a pretty solid bright Democrat.
Very.
And no slouching Violet. And if you can pass the Maria Shriver test, that says a lot.
Absolutely, absolutely. And again, I think it shows that the governor is really trying to reach across the aisle, Democrats, Republicans, across California, and bring that energy to California, or to on behalf of Californians, is what you...
Now, the governor took office in October. And he has to fill these 2,000-plus policy-type positions. Where do you stand in that process now?
Well, with the full-time positions, we're probably about 40 to 50% where we want to be at where the appointments process is. With the boards and commissions, that's taking a little bit longer for a couple reasons. First, again, our focus within the departments has been really on the full-time position. We needed to build the governor's team right away. And remember, this election and transition was different than ones in the past. The governor had a very short time frame to build his team. He was able to pull his cabinet secretaries together pretty quickly, and then my focus has really been on building the full-time department directors, deputy directors, the agency leadership, and then focus also on the boards and commissions that are very prominent in policymaking, like a coastal commission that I know you're familiar with.
And here's the good news for those of you that would like to leave and have an impact on the state of California. There are still hundreds of vacancies on important boards and commissions. And we're going to put a website up at the end of this segment and the next segment. And if you are interested, you visit the website and click through the prompts and get your application on file. You are looking for a few good men and women,
if
I can.
We're continuing to look for good talent. We're continuing to look for people who are willing to serve. Now, I have to have one proviso on that. Right now, we have over 15,000 applications in our system. And there's me and there's five other appointments deputies that are constantly reviewing the applications and looking for good people.
You have five deputies reporting to you.
Correct. So we're always looking for good talent and always looking for good people. The other proviso I should talk about is many months ago the governor launched his Reinventing Government initiative, the California Performance Review. That's been an internal working team that is really going to be recommending how government should change, how a lot of the boards and commissions should change, most importantly, to be more effective. With that said, we may see some significant changes once that report gets released. And some of those boards and commissions may change, may go away, may be merged. So
blowing up the boxes.
Blowing up the boxes, as the governor has said, yep.
Well, seriously, though, if you have an interest, a lot of people feel that government is remote and how could I get involved and it's something for someone else to do. The governor, through his appointment secretary on this show, is really reaching out and asking people to become involved and submit their applications.
Yeah, what I've been trying to do, Art, is as well as working in with the senior staff in Sacramento, what I've also tried to do is get into neighborhoods across California and really begin to identify and build a network with people who can help me identify the best and the brightest.
Okay, we'll be continuing our discussion with Randall Hernandez after these messages.
KKJZ-FM. Think jazz. Think KKJZ. 88.1 and 89.1 FM. Visit our website at www.kkjz.org.
That's right, miss.
Hogs?
Energy hogs. If you're wasting energy, you'll find one in your home.
Got energy hogs in your house? Now you have the power to do something about them. Log on to energyhog.org.
Hey, let me go!
In your dreams, Fortnite.
Because nobody likes an energy hog.
So, which job are you applying for?
There's more than one.
A couple more.
Wow.
High school graduate, right?
No, I dropped out.
Oh, well, that kind of narrows it down. But you may be in luck. We have one opening, and it's in advertising.
All right.
Go to OperationGraduation.com.
On June 4th, my big brother was sentenced to 5 years in prison for a gun crime. That day, he sentenced me to 5 years of walking home alone from school.
When you commit a gun crime, your family pays the price.
Welcome back. Continuing this fascinating discussion with the appointment secretary to Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, Randall Hernandez.
Fascinating, huh? How we get government moving?
Well, it is. I mean, I wrote several articles that basically said at the time the prior governor was recalled, if the people could vote up or down to recall the entire legislature, they would be overwhelmingly voted out of office. I mean, the government had stopped working effectively.
Yeah, I think it did. And again, I think one of the positive things that the Governor Schwarzenegger has brought back to California is an energy and an optimism. You see it everywhere he goes. You and I were talking about it earlier, how wherever he goes, now that he is governor, the crowds are still huge and enormous, and people see him as indeed the people's governor because he relates so well to them.
And you mentioned the 15,000 applications currently pending for these positions is about three times what prior administrations had.
It's just been, I think, again, an overwhelming outpouring of support for this governor, and everybody wants to be part of his team, and that's terrific. The hard thing is for people like me in the appointments unit to identify those key folks that we can put to work.
The governor, of course, is a world-class movie star and is recognizable all over the world for his films, but a lot of people don't realize that he is a very bright person as a businessman.
He is a very bright man, and he's a good businessman, and as I talked about earlier, he's a good negotiator, and he really understands people. It is fascinating to watch when I'm with him and he's interviewing a candidate for a key position. And it's interesting because when people walk in the door, it's still Arnold the movie star, I think. And you walk in and you meet him, it's still Arnold Schwarzenegger, the action hero. And when you sit down with him, he is very engaging, really wants to get to know that individual, really wants to understand the way they think. And frankly, when he interviews them, he really wants to know what they would do with the department or what they would do with an agency or an initiative.
So he doesn't have an ego that gets in
the way. He doesn't have an ego, but he wants to make sure this person understands the challenges, this person understands what needs to be done, and has at least a general idea where they want to take that department.
Well, I noticed that at the reception when he visited Long Beach State opening his campaign, there was a reception after his appearance, and he was going around the room with faculty and students, and you could see that interaction.
He's very comfortable with being, you know, interacting with people on a regular basis from all walks of life. And again, I think that's one of his best assets, not just the charm, but one of his best assets.
What do you see as the major challenges facing the Schwarzenegger administration?
Well, clearly the biggest one is the budget. The governor has been successful in repealing the car tax. We've been successful in rolling back or reforming workers' compensation. I think he's starting to do some other things that are going to really help build a strong business climate here in California. The budget is going to continue to hang over everything we do, and he is fighting very hard for the people of California.
I believe that the problems that California faces in part are traceable to structural problems in state government, and one of the key structural problems, and I've written about this, is the gerrymandering of the districts, because most districts are gerrymandered to be safe seats, and as a result you get the most liberal Democrats and the most conservative Republicans winning in the primary, and then they have a walkover, and I think that contributes to the log jams that we've faced.
Well, that may be one of the issues, but again, this is a long-term problem. You're right, there's a structural problem like between state and local government and how that those finances are structured. There's probably some bad decisions that were made over the recent past that have exacerbated the problem. And I think, quite frankly, I think years ago when there was budget surpluses, I think people saw, well, we're going to have these surpluses for years. We don't have to worry about saving for a rainy day, restructuring. And now here we are in a crisis situation because of bad decisions in the past.
Absolutely. And we've done many mayor's roundtables and interviewed over the last 15 years city government officials, and they all feel helpless at the hands of the state. They don't know what their budget's going to be because they don't know how much money the state is going to take away. And they all plead for predictable and sustainable funding from the state. They want to know how to plan, and they can't know how to plan if the state grabs money at the last second.
Right. It's the predictability. And I think what the governor has really tried hard to do is to work with the mayors and understand what their issues are and also work with them to see if we can begin to lay a strategy that gets us towards a better working relationship between state and local government. I'm glad also to say that, you know, Beverly O'Neill, you know, my good friend and our good friend, has been very influential and also been a good advisor to the governor on issues. The governor just put Beverly on the California Performance Review Commission, which will be kind of a blue ribbon commission that takes the report's findings to the community and holds public hearings and then reports back to the governor on what we should do.
And as you know, Mayor O'Neill has been selected to be the nation's mayor and chair the National League of Cities in a year.
U.S. Conference of Mayors.
U.S. Conference of Mayors.
She'll be the head of the U.S. Conference of Mayors in 2005. And that says so much about Beverly, and it says so much about Long Beach. As her chief of staff, it was wonderful to see kind of the interaction that she had with mayors across the country and the relationship she built with mayors across the country. I tell people that I see a lot of similarities between Governor Schwarzenegger and Beverly O'Neill. And the bottom line is, they're two people that really just want to get things done. It's not about partisan politics, it's about getting things done.
And President Clinton came to Long Beach twice during his presidency, one for uniforms and one for something else. But the mayor obviously made an impression on President Clinton, and I'm glad to hear that she also has a good relationship with the governor.
Well, I laugh sometimes because, you know, I'm a good Republican, but I say that, you know, Beverly O'Neill during that time was one of the few politicians that had a good relationship with President Clinton and with Governor Pete Wilson. And I think, again, it wasn't because she didn't get involved in partisan politics. It was about doing what was good for California and Long Beach.
And your governor, our governor, has good relationships with Democrats.
Absolutely. He's reaching across the aisle.
Leaders who were pretty bruising with his predecessor, they seem to like to hang out with him, even if they don't agree on his issues.
Exactly. I mean, there's a way you can disagree without being disrespectful.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, so we were talking about the major challenges facing the administration and, of course, budget at the top of the list. What else?
The economy. One of the things that the governor wants to do and is really trying hard to do is to bring jobs back to California, because the job base is so important, not just because of jobs themselves, but it's also going to help generate revenues that obviously end up helping the budget along the way.
Sure.
So he's dealt with workers' comp. I think the next thing you'll see after he deals with the budget is look at issues like electricity, energy, obviously touches everybody, transportation, housing, all those things that are economic drivers.
Okay, we'll be continuing our discussion with Randall Hernandez, but we have to take a pause for these messages.
As time flows on, there are places we return to again and again. Precious places. Timeless places. Places that, with your help, can endure forever. I'm Paul Newman. Help the Nature Conservancy save the last great places around the world.
There is really only one boy. One girl. One tree. One forest. One ocean. One mountain. One sky. And one simple way to care for it all. Please visit earthshare.org and learn how the world's leading environmental groups are working together under one name. EarthShare. One environment. One simple way to care for it.
To be a good dad, you just need to spend time with your kids. It takes a man to be a dad.
There's something you should know about me. I'm cold. I'm calculating. I get what I want. If you get in my way, I'll wreak havoc upon you. I can leave you weak, limp, twisted, confused. If you want to live to see tomorrow, you answer to me, and you answer quickly. I am a stroke.
Learn
time to recognize a stroke and act quickly. Time lost is brain lost.
We're back in theory conversation with Randall Hernandez, the appointment secretary to Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. Education is near and dear to my heart, Randall, having taught at the university for almost 30 years. And education, higher education, took quite a bit of a hit here. And my own view is if we deny access to college students who are qualified, we're really shorting ourselves in the future, because I think you probably share the view that the economic miracle, which is California, in part was based on the availability of low-cost, high-quality higher education.
Well, remember, this governor has a track record of working for strong, positive education institutions. He is very much an advocate for youth. He has done a lot of things in his history that really are there to support youth. But as governor, obviously, again, it's one of those things that you have to look at the budget as a whole. And as he's talked about, everybody has to give their fair share. Unfortunately, education is going to get caught in that as well. But it's a part of a longer-term plan. I think the plan is, hopefully, as we move forward, as we begin to lay the structure for budgets in the future, that he is indeed going to be able to address some of those longer-term issues.
Would you say the governor recognizes the vital role in,
absolutely,
in economic,
absolutely,
development of higher education?
Absolutely. I mean, he is committed to doing what he can to bolster both the CSU system and the UC system and K through 12 in the community colleges. I mean,
sure,
this is a guy who went through Santa Monica City College.
Really?
So he has an understanding there.
Well, he
so.
Must be their outstanding alumni. Well, Long Beach, you're still hometown.
Still my hometown, yeah.
Has
yep.
certainly been flourishing. A few weeks ago, we had the Olympic swim trials and the Aquatics Festival and 6 hours of national TV on NBC. And
watching the Olympic trials from my office in the Capitol, it was just terrific to see just the backdrop of Long Beach, the signs that say Long Beach, and just the energy that was around those the swimming pools. It was terrific.
Yeah, and there's some thought of maybe making a permanent aquatic center. And
wouldn't that
Long
be great?
Beach would be synonymous with swimming.
As it should be.
Yeah.
I think that's a great opportunity.
Yeah. And the town, the downtown, is kind of flourishing. It's on a roll with the high-rises, the rental, new shopping areas.
Yeah, I think things in Long Beach are going really well, and it's interesting because I think as we sit here, we're at about the stage where Beverly O'Neill has been in office about 10 years now, and it's
right.
hard to think that she's been there that long. I remember when I first came on board as her chief of staff, things were pretty tough here in Long Beach.
Yes, they were.
The economy was pretty
shipyard
bad.
Shipyard closing,
McDonnell Douglas losing jobs. There was a crisis of confidence in government. And you look 10 years later how far Long Beach has come, and we can't forget that.
Well said. And we really took problems and turned them into opportunities, because we were pretty much flat on our back for the two reasons.
Flat on our
back,
and change had to happen. I think Beverly was one of the ones that said, you know what, we would love to keep the Navy here, but the decision was made, and we now need to move forward and rebuild our economy. But even though things are going well for the last 10 years, you know, Long Beach is still at a fragile state, I think. So we need to continue to keep the due diligence up to make sure the economy moves forward.
Absolutely. Well, you've had a varied background in public service, private service, in government affairs. Any political plans for yourself?
Well, right now I want to make sure I take care of Governor Schwarzenegger. And I really think that was one of the reasons why he brought me on board, because I have a public sector background and I have a private sector background. And I also understand local government. And I also understand business. So I'm trying to bring that perspective to his office at the state capitol.
And I think that's one of the keys to successful operations, partnerships between business and government.
Exactly.
Not at loggerheads, but helping each other.
No, and again, I think that's a message that the governor's trying to transmit. It's not business or the environment. It's the business and the environment, and both can operate together and should operate together.
And on the environment, what's the governor's general take?
Well, he is strongly on record as being a pro-environmentalist, but he's also a reasonable kind of person, if I can put it that way. He is someone that wants to protect the environment, but also his understanding of what the economic effects of that could be, and vice versa, frankly.
You've worked with the governor now for over 6 months. What's the most surprising thing you learned about the governor?
The most surprising thing? He's got a great sense of humor. He really has got a great sense of humor, and he doesn't get caught up in the trappings of being governor, so to speak. He really enjoys, again, engaging with people and enjoys a good negotiation.
He's been in the spotlight as a movie star for so long that this is old news to him. To a lot of people who step into the governor's shoes, this is the biggest...
It's the pinnacle.
Yeah. And this is a step into the political realm for... for the governor, but still, he's used to the limelight, so this is doesn't get carried away with this.
He's used to the limelight, and again, now I think he's doing it to really make sure issues are brought forward, to make sure the discussions are brought forward, and making sure, above all else, that the people are being heard.
Well, I know, and we had this discussion before going on air, that some of my Democratic friends were cynical about the governor's basic theme that he came to California without a dime. California gave him everything, and he wanted to give something back. I personally believe that. I think he's very sincere in that
statement. He is very sincere that he came here with virtually nothing and has built up an industry, has built up business opportunities, and now he's been a successful elected official. And I think that's a great story for anyone.
When his administration is finished, 4 years from now, or I guess it could be 10 years.
Could be 6 years.
6 years?
6 years. With luck. He hasn't announced that he's running for re-election yet.
But does this, isn't
he
it
would,
too,
he
it,
would he would
finish the
finish the first term from Gray
Davis. Does that count?
That counts. And
is
then
one
he would
term?
Have one more term.
Term oh, really?
That,
okay.
That would be it.
What would be your hope and his hope for looking back and saying, we did X?
I think first and foremost is rebuilding the economy and really putting people back to work. Number two is obviously building a stronger budget and a budget foundation. And included in that is a better working relationship between state and local government. And last, and probably most importantly, rebuilding confidence in the people that the government is there to serve them.
Yeah, yeah. I think that is so important because government had become so negative in the minds of so many.
Correct. And again, I kind of look back on the way it was when I was with Beverly in, as her chief of staff in the first term. There was definitely that crisis in confidence of local government. And I think Beverly did a lot to bring back the optimism, not only within the city, but also the confidence within city government as well.
Okay, as we come to the end of the interview, Randall, I have one very important question to ask you. Have you learned to smoke cigars?
I've learned to smoke cigars, and I have to say that the governor still really enjoys the cigar, but I try not to partake too often.
I see. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming down
here. Thank you for inviting me.
Congratulations on the local man makes good.
Thanks.
And please join us next week for the next edition of our show. Good night, everyone.
Okay.